Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Murphy's Outhouse is where we made it back from. Yeah, another one of those Murphy's poems that Margot hates.
That's right. We need that book.
We do. I should get that book back. I should get that book back from Margot. She may have destroyed all the evidence by now, but anyway.
We need copies
right.
of that book.
All right, let's have some more poetry.
Oh, please,
You betcha. D.W. Grothy. Oh, this is outstanding. The Night Owl Flew. Lukey foundered.
We've been quaffing quarts of beers and exchanging Christmas cheers, yeehawing, hoots, and shrieking fill the hall. 'Cause in honor of the season, and for one another reason, it was time for Smokey's annual oyster ball. When through the old front door stepped a stranger, limp and sore. His clothes was sad. He looked to have the mange. Then he broke into a grin that was catchy as all sin. My handle's Fluky, and I'm fresh right off the range. I used to be a cowboy, could rodeo and howboy, but I landed once too often on my head. So I quit a working cattle, a horseback in the saddle, and I roughneck in the oil patch instead. But I still likes drinking beers and nibbling choice bits of steers, especially them parts they miss the most. And I gather here tonight, much to my heart's delight. You're serving both, just like a perfect host. Now, I ain't one for heavy bragging, but you could fill a wagon from end to end and heap for all it's worth with them calf fries, toasted brown. Little beer help wash 'em down. Boys, I can eat more fries than any man on earth. Whoa. So we took him on his dare and told Cookie to prepare cojones for the Fluky's yearning craw. We went to filling up his plate. He ate and ate and ate. Was the dangest thing I think I ever saw. All at once old Cookie cries, "Boys, I'm running out of fries. He's had enough to choke army down." When Pat says, "I know where there's a fresh retired pair." And he hies to Murphy's on the edge of town. Murphy's bull had up and died, turned a hamburger and hide, and left behind two monster you-know-what. Pat come back with a torpedo. We thought, geez, holy Toledo. Cookie tossed the whopper in the pot. It lurked there in the fat like some legless naked rat. Till Cookie finally up, declares it done. Flops it with a splatter on a turkey serving platter. And brings it out to Fluky on a run. Old Fluky belched a bit. Scrunched his nose and scritched an itch. You knowed his thoughts was way beyond pretend. He sort of squinted up one eye, let out a mighty sigh, said, "Move back, boys, this just might be the end." Oh, the tension was unnerving as he dived into that serving. Oh, it took both hands to raise it up on high. Then he opened up his mouth and aimed that oyster south. My knees went weak. I thought, he's gonna die. Fluky cracked a gnarled grin, up and slurped that baby in. I felt so proud I thought I was going to burst. Till it got halfway, and then it started up again. And as they say, things went from bad to worst. Like some errant clueless rocket, it ejected from his socket and slammed against the bar an evil slap, oozed on down the mirror, and careened off Fluky's beer, and landed up in Widder Hansen's lap. "Oh, my Lord!" she started screaming. Then something about bad dreaming. Oh, next thing you know, she's passed out on the floor. Fluky's flopping like a flounder, yelling, "Boys, I'm gonna founder. I need some help to getting out the door." It was pandemonium at the old emporium, and to this day I see the carnage still. Oh, Fluky up and weaving, just a gagging and a heaving, as growed up men was greening round the gal. "'Twas a night, if I forget, won't bother me a bit. There are some things a man should not recall, like the moment of his birth, how much his ex is worth, and a night old Fluky foundered at the hall.
You know what, you don't want to get lost in the chasms of his brain.
You'll never get out.
You'll never get out. And yeah. It might scare you to death.
Well,
too.
And if you got out, would you be sane?
Well, you would be definitely entertained.
Yes, you would.
There is no doubt about that. Yes.
See, that's what happens when you're out on the range,
right.
By yourself. You gotta, yeah.
When you're cowboying and you're fixing fence, and this stuff like this comes up. Oh man, we got to play another poem that just about put Sid Nelson into the hospital. When we played this one the first time, he had to shut down his combine. He was laughing so hard he couldn't see. Tears were streaming down his face.
Oh dear.
This is the bunny poem.
Driving through the midnight hour, clipping down the trail, we was headed back from Utah on the last legs of our tail. 20 hours riding hard from down the old southwest, we was more'n plenty tired, and our brains was craving rest. Then we finally hit the Black Hills, and the end was nigh in sight, so we caught ourselves a second wind and flew back in the night. Now from Belfouche up to Bowman is a mighty lonesome haul. Ain't much to keep you company, sides that haunting coyote's call. The moon was full upon us, and the prairie was aglow. But out the corner of my vision come a scene that froze my soul. There was bunnies in the ditches, neath the bushes, in the air. There was millions, there was billions, there was bunnies everywhere. Their beady little eyeballs was a-glaring mean and hard. Oh, I could smell the trouble brewing when the first one rammed the car. Suicidal little buggers was on a lemming kick. I thought, even for a bunny, this is getting pretty sick. They careened out on the highway, not a care for life and limb, why we was turning furry bunnies into prairie cherubim. They was wrapped around the axles, they was gummed up in the tires. Parts was flipped up on the engine, on the manifolds and wires. Others whacked against the floorboards after kissing that old bumper. Now I know why Disney called old Bambi's bunny Buddy Thumper. It was bowling in the Badlands as a strike at every throw, a bunny Armageddon in a P.T. Barnum show, till at last they started thinning down as Ludlow slipped away. And we crossed that North Dakota line in one bunged-up Chevrolet. I breathed an everlasting sigh, knowing that from here all we had to worry about was open range and deer.
And that's another true story, the way. Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And we had ridden with them at the first part of that journey, and they were just on their way home, and just about there.
On the last legs.
Oh, that's right, when the bunnies started attacking. Yeah. We got to end the show.
What?
And that is too bad, but it's another great song.
Yeah.
D.W. Grothy writes and sings the best. This is Long Train Gone.
Thank you.
Devil come a-knockin' on your front door. You know damn well what you're looking for. Aim for love and aim for money. Gonna take your soul on a train ride, honey. That's one damn train long gone. He'll knock real nice maybe once or twice, but then your train's long. Ah, the devil, he wears three-piece suit. Take your money and soul to boot. You give him just half a chance. Take a little left and make a dance. That's one damn train long gone. He don't care what's right or wrong. He just wants one train. How the devil started hanging around my door. Oh, I'll get tight and that for sure. Grab my tire, old cowboy hide. Hit the road, I ain't gonna ride. No one damn train long gone. Ain't no sense in hanging around if the devil wants you dead and gone. Listen close, children. Hear them hounds.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Man, I love that, DW. Yeah, what a great man.
And I am not going to let this go by.
Okay.
I'm going to take the opportunity to recite one of DW's poems.
The most famous one.
Well, the one that hasn't been published. This is the Ballad of Big John's Brother,
Big Jim.
You can tell where he got the inspiration.
Yeah, and that's good stuff.
He come out of the hills, plumb full of gas, from spending the winter eating beans en masse. Strolled into the bar and let her pass. Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Nobody knew what he'd done it for, but they took a vote and showed him the door. When he hollered,
"Wait, wait, wait,
I got one more."
I got one more.
Big Jim.
Yes.
Rated on a scale of 1 to 4, that baby's a 10 and a whole lot more. Blew a hole clean through the barroom floor. Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Then some dern fool in the back of the bar went and struck a match to his old cigar. It rained gin and suds, and for nearly and far, Big Jim.
Big Jim.
They never reopened the bar, alas, though nights you can hear neath rumbling glass, Big Jim quoting the Bible. This too shall pass. Big Jim.
My favorite. Yeah. What a mind.
I know it.
What a mind.
Yeah. We, he wrote that one just for Big Brother Jim.
You know, and it was lost for a long time.
It was. I found it in his little chapbook, The Night Old Flukey Found It.
Yeah, right.
There were some folded up pages in there, and I thought, ha, that's it.
Yeah, and there was more than just that.
And there there's some dandies.
Yeah.
Why Murphy's Outhouse doesn't have a light bulb.
That's right.
Yeah. There was some dandies. And some other ones that we put in Margot's book. Poems that Margot hates.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll have to find that again.
We got it.
Hey, get a hold of us. We can tell you how to get a hold of D.W.'s poetry and his music.
Mm-hmm.
And he has them on those ancient things called CDs.
CDs.
Yep.
Very good.
Right. Hey, and folks will want to stay tuned for next week, though.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Right?
Yeah. Cowboy what?
Yoga.
Yeah.
We're doing a little cowboy yoga next week, so stay tuned.
It ought to be good.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.